We're at the 2011 SCAC Soccer Championships in Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by center head women soccer coach Jay Hoffman. Center picking up a dramatic 2-1 double overtime win over Birmingham Southern today to advance to tomorrow's SCAC Championship game. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Coach, we all watched an extremely exciting game. What was it like from you on the sidelines being the head coach? Give me some of your thoughts on today's game.
It just sums up to the end of the regulation. I just looked at him and said, there's a reason why we went to so many overtimes this year to put yourself in this situation. And it was just, you know, one of those things where you just watch the girls find the momentum and find the opportunities. And finally, we got up to the end of one.
Coach, you're coming off and you're playing Birmingham Southern, who you just tied 0-0 and two overtimes not even a week ago. 1-1 at the end of 90 minutes. You look at the shots, 22-19. Birmingham Southern had the edge. I mean, these teams were so evenly matched back and forth. What was the difference today for your girls?
I think it was a little bit like last week in the sense of that momentum. You know, I thought Birmingham Southern deserved the game last week when they were able to take us in double overtime. I think as that game went on and after the half, we were able to recollect our thoughts and, you know, change a few things around, but most importantly, just be able to, you know, settle the game down a bit. We knew that we would get our chances, and whether we were going to get them in, or that was up to them. But I think the biggest thing is that they just played within a system, and they relied on that and got the result.
Coach, Birmingham Southern came out, played well in the first half. Really, both teams had their opportunities, but Birmingham was able to notch a goal in the first half to take that lead 1-0 into the half. What'd you tell your girls at halftime going into that second half, and then just talk about that equalizer for the team?
The first thing is first is you can't have your two outside backs, which are better, your better players in the team, behind the line. What I mean by that, the half line. They had to be getting the game in attack, and we were holding them back so much and constricting what they do well. So we went to a formation where we put our outside backs more as outside mids and did some things, and that kind of gave us a little bit more risk for them, but we're down a goal. I mean, it's about taking risks. And that allowed our forwards to have a little bit more time to get wide and free some things up, and we and got behind it and made a great finish, and you know, just the results was a great result for us.
Coach, 1-1 after 90 minutes, you go into the first overtime, still 1-1. Oh, what did you tell your girls as you guys went into that second overtime period?
You know, I don't even remember because it's just like, you know, 2 minutes. I just said, leave it all out there. At the 20-minute mark when we are warming up, we always bring it in, and MT just does a nice little cheer, and this is something we've done for the last 5 years. It's just, you know, all heart. And that's, you bring them in, it's all about all heart. You ask your players, are you good? They say yes. Then you rely on them and you trust them. And, you know, those players looked at them in the eyes. They said, hey, I'm good, coach. I'm good, coach. And then it is what it is, and they made it happen.
Coach, both teams had chances to end the game in both overtimes. Senior Aubrey Holly with the big goal. Just take me through that as you watch that play develop on the sidelines, and then obviously the elation celebration afterwards.
First of all, I think that we're lucky to dodge that bullet to get there. You know, Alicia Plocky's such a special player, and that number 11, I think it's Lydia.
Linda,
she's something else. And number 4, they were always such havoc. And you know, when they put that situation in right off the kick, I was like, oh, don't end it here. And then all of a sudden, we weathered that storm, and we got to the corner. And when that corner kick came, and Aubrey got her head on it, I was so excited, because when you talk about characters and leaders and people that make your program better, Aubrey Holly is by far the best. She has been an amazing leader. She has been a person that's just a great liaison for the program. But most importantly, she just understands what it means to be a part of a true team.
Coach, you knew coming into this weekend you had your work cut out for you. Now, as I sit here and talk to you, you're playing tomorrow for the SCAC Championship. Talk about what that feels like.
It's awesome. We had that little bit of an SCAC tournament, I guess, last year when it came down to us and Trinity. You know, it's going to come down to us again. Can we put 90 minutes together? I think so. You know, can we weather their players up top? I sure hope so. It's exciting. I'm thrilled that we got here. You know, I keep saying to myself, if we get here, maybe the NCAA will give us and show us a little bit of love. I definitely think the way our conferences, two teams are always good enough to go to that tournament, and I just wish the NCAA committee would do that. So, win or lose tomorrow, I know my players is going to be ready. I know that they're going to have a lot of heart, and I just hope that the fitness and the fatigue and the nicks and knacks don't get catch up with us.
You got a group of great seniors that continues to get to play soccer tomorrow, which I know as a head coach has got to be something to be excited about. But as we look to tomorrow, Trinity, overtime loss, a tough loss at your place earlier this season. You've become so familiar with that team, as you mentioned last year, playing them in sort of a de facto SCAC championship game. What do your girls need to continue to do well that they've done well since they got here Friday to get the result on that tomorrow?
They're going to have have to move the ball quicker and be sharper. And the other thing is they got to get pressure. You know, Trinity does such a great job of crossing and then overlapping, and we've got to be able to now allow them the opportunity to do that. The good thing is I do think that we'll get Chloe Tui back. She suffered concussions last week, and she was able to run today. We've held her out the past two games, whether it was a wrist, to see if we could get here. And, you know, that will be a big impact for us in the middle third, because she's just a kind of a blue-collar world, that a good blue-collar girl that just really goes at it and likes to get physical. And playing Trinity, it's just, you know, it's going to be a tough game.
Center head women's soccer coach Jay Hoffman against center with an outstanding victory today, 2-1 over Birmingham Southern, and in double overtime advantage tomorrow's SCAC championship game. Coach, again, congratulations and best of luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks. Here you go, Kate. Ready?
Center man walk!